Zoom, you've achieved so much in such a short time. And I know you started off at a very early age with Beano, Skanky Pigeon, my kid's favourite. And I actually still have Beano annuals. What fired you to do this?
Well, it was actually the Beano that inspired me in the very beginning. When I was 8, I used to make up funny stories to tell my younger brother, and I liked to draw at the same time. But it wasn't until I found a box of old Beano comics that I'd ever seen a comic before, and that medium. And when I started making my own comic, it was very much based on Beano characters. I had a version of Dennis the Menace called Crasher, who actually took part in the London riots. My comic was basically a more extreme version of the Beano. And so, yeah, that's what got me started.
And you graduated to private eye. Would you describe yourself as a political animal?
I think you could say that. I mean, I moved more in that direction as I was doing my comics, and there were more political themes in there. And I worked for the Beano for 4 years, but eventually my interests sort of turned more towards politics, and that's when I started working for Private Eye, because I'd always seen Ian Hislop on Have I Got News For You, and that's what made me realise that politics could be funny.
And I've had an amazing adventure with Amy Winehouse, seeing your puppeteering in action. Can you tell me a little bit about the characters?
About the show in general?
Yes.
Well, it's Zoom Rockman's Jewish Hall of Fame, and there's 10 famous British Jews, and they're all automata. So what that means is you turn a handle and my drawing of them comes to life. So I've mechanically worked out how their face moves, and I actually got them to send audio to me. So they're all talking as you turn the handle. And because JW3 runs the beach in the summer, they're all sort of beach themed. So they're all running different stalls, like Alan Sugar's running a bagel shop, David Baddiel's got a beach ball shop, Nigella's got a hot dog stand, and Amy Winehouse is in the middle performing her music. And you're able to come up, and there's 2 little levers, and you can control her mouth and her body and do it to 1 of 3 songs.
Oh, I did enjoy it, I have to say. And you're running workshops for children, hopefully, in the summer.
Yes, I am, and I really enjoy doing them because it's a lot of fun seeing the characters that the kids make. And actually, the younger the people are who come, the more crazy the puppets are. So I always love it. And we make a film at the end, and I edit it, and I send it to everyone, and everyone really enjoys it.
Thank you very much.